And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this 29th of July, third day of the Olympics. And that's what the headlines say, the Herald Sun, Daily Telegraph and the Courier Mail, all the same this morning. And world, then a gold, how Jess Fox won the medal she has always craved for after she finally captured the Olympic kayak slalom women's title, the one that she's always wanted 12 years after taking silver in the same event as a teenager in London. Well done, Jess. So let's start with the Olympics. And by gee, what a great opening ceremony it was, with rain falling on the sign. At the end of day one, Aussies were top of the medal tally with 3 gold, 2 silver. And at the end of day two, we now stand second behind Japan. I mean, we've got just an extra gold there. So well done to the Aussies. And it's wonderful with our 4 gold and 2 silver so far. Congratulations to all our medal winners. And of course, Grace Brown, the first gold medal, winning a stunning ride in the women's road cycling time trial in the pool, while Ariane Titmuss defended her 400-metre freestyle title, defeating rising Canadian star Summer McIntosh and rival American Katie Ledecky. Our women's 4x100-metre freestyle relay team set not only an Olympic record, but claimed the title for the fourth straight time. Well done to Molly O'Callaghan, Emma McEwen, who incidentally now has won 6 gold, most of any Aussies, Shana Jack and Meg Harris. Silver for our men's 4x100 metres freestyle team, Jack Cartwright, Flynn Southern, Kate Taylor, and of course Kyle Chalmers. And silver for Elijah Whittington in the men's 400-metre freestyle final. And then Jess Fox, as we mentioned, gold in the women's K1 kayak slalom. She qualified with the 8th fastest time, but what a fantastic result in the end. Her dad described her semi-final run as a nervous run, but she certainly delivered in the final to claim gold. And elsewhere, well, the Boomers off to a good start in the basketball, the men defeating Spain. Matildas, well, they recorded a miraculous comeback in their second game to keep their Olympic hopes alive after scoring 4 consecutive goals in the second half to defeat Zambia 6-5. Men's rugby sevens, well, they finished 4th. Women, they won their first game 34-5 over South Africa. Hockey Roos, Kookaburras, they've started with wins. And what about young 14-year-old Chloe Cavell in the women's skateboard there? She's just 14, as we said. Plenty of time ahead of her. She finished 8th in the event. So well done. Plenty more to come. At the moment, we're sitting 2nd on the tally board. And great to see with 4 gold and 2 silver. And closer to home in the rugby union, well, the men's A-grade last competition round, Caboolture lost 48-24 to Brothers at home. Matthew Morford, 2 tries. Caloundra, 42, defeated Wirren, 38. And Uni defeated Maroochydore, 29-24. So Noosa finished on top, Uni 2nd, Maroochydore 3rd, Brothers 33 points, Caloundra 32, Wirren 30, and Caboolture 12. And in the senior women, well, Caloundra defeated Wirren 19-0, Nambour defeated Maroochydore, and Caboolture defeated Brothers 17-0. Nambour 1, Brothers 2, Maroochydore 3, Caboolture women's team 4th in the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union competition. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with what's left we can talk about sport here on Monday Sports Roundup 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. In motorsport, well, controversial finish to the Formula 1 Belgian Grand Prix, with George Russell being disqualified, which saw Lewis Hamilton promoted to 1st, Aussie Oscar Piastri to 2, and Charles Leclerc to 3. Daniel Ricciardo finished 9th. More about that later. In Super Netball, well, the Vixens defeated the Fever 73-72. They'll now take on the Adelaide Thunderbirds in Adelaide in next weekend's grand final. And in the Sapphire Series, closer to home there, the Gold Coast unfortunately defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder in their preliminary final yesterday, 52-49. So Gold Coast will take on the Jets next weekend, Sunday, 2 p.m. at Nissan Arena. And School Sport Australia Games, well, just to let you know that if you were down on the Gold Coast there, the inaugural School Sport Australia Games are underway this weekend, and about 2,000 students will be there participating from their states in swimming, basketball, hockey, softball, netball, and AFL. Expected that will generate about $4.2 million into the local economy. AFL, all the Brisbane Lions, they defeated the Suns 93-65 on Saturday to hand the Gold Coast their first home loss of the season. That's the Lions' 8th straight win. They're now in 2nd spot on the ladder and going very, very well. Next Friday, the Suns will take on West Coast in Perth and the Lions will take on St Kilda in Melbourne. In the local AFL, well, Moreton Bay, they were beaten well and truly by the University of Queensland on Saturday. That was ouch. Baden Gough, 3 goals. Caloundra, they also got beat by Maine. That was a double ouch, but Liam Matthews the best for Caloundra. Final round next Saturday, Caloundra will take on Cooperoo. Moreton Bay will take on the Hinterland. Moreton Bay, not a good day. They lost their women's to Sherwood by 19 points. Third on the ladder, they'll take on fourth place Morningside in the last round next weekend. In football, soccer, well, Brisbane Roar, they lost 4-2 to Perth Glory in their playoff game in the Australia Cup, which leaves Moreton City, Brisbane City, the Lions and Olympic FC all playing in the next week or so in their Australia Cup games. In rugby league, well, the Sunshine Coast Gympie competition in the men's A grade, Beerwood defeated Caboolture 22-12 in round 15. Stanley River have the bye. Caboolture now sixth with 3 rounds to go. In the women's semi-final, Caboolture defeated Maroochydore 14-12 in the preliminary final, and Emily Maher at try and a goal there. They'll take on Kiwanis in the grand final next Sunday at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. Queensland Cup, Country Week round. Everyone's round about Queensland. The Falcons have a bye next weekend, but they defeated the Jets 32-16 on the weekend. And the Capras, they defeated the Dolphins 38-10. They'll take on the Hunters next weekend, the Dolphins. And Edric Lee got 3 tries for the Capras. And, of course, in the NRL, well, it wasn't a good weekend for the Broncos. They got beat by the Dogs 41-16. The Cowboys defeated the Sharks 30-22. And, unfortunately, the Titans defeated the Dolphins in the local derby 21-14. So round 22 coming up Thursday night, Tigers and Cowboys. Dolphins will take on the Roosters in Perth, and the Titans will take on the Broncos on Saturday in the local derby. Have a great week, listeners. Keep watching the Olympics and look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.